You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Hey.
I'm like, why is that noise?
I had a moment this weekend.
Tell us about the music. Say it.
So the reason I'm playing this, as you all know, Portia is in this music video. And so I was having a really good time, we'll say, this weekend, and I was watching the video, and I just can't stop laughing because it's just like,
I have not seen it.
Oh, you'll
dying.
Die.
Does she look as pretty and as nice?
No, it's like, hi, take this Portia and put her in that.
Not her, like Ratchet?
Her her wardrobe has definitely changed, but, I mean, face is still cute.
But when was this song? Well, like, what year?
2000 and maybe like 6. Mercy, you got it?
She was young.
I don't see it.
It's not a big deal.
All right. Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 5, Episode 19, Donk-tabulous. And we're having a donk-tabulous day today. It's your boy, DJ Jesse, joined in studio with Miss Stephanie Bauer.
Hello.
Rocking a lovely top. I love what she's wearing. Running the booth is Marissa.
What's up, guys?
Last week, Marissa had this really glitzy AfterBuzz shirt, and
you,
I was like,
I didn't see it.
Marissa was showing out last week, and this week she didn't want to.
You have
show
to turn
out
the cameras on you when you
but
saw
who,
it.
Eventually.
Who is showing out is Miss Courtney Stewart on the phone. Oh, Courtney.
She'll be here.
All right.
She's probably eating something.
She's doing something.
On the show.
She's watching a show or doing something. She'd just be mad rude to us over here. She don't want to come in, do the show with us. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so interesting episode. Thought it was going to be a filler, but even though it was a filler, it entertained me.
Mm-hmm. Well, they replayed the whole party scene, which they usually don't really do, but I guess they had to do it for emphasis where Kenya storms off. She's walking real fast.
Yeah, because it was weird how they edited it last week, and I do Bad Girls Club too, so it was like this editing kind of reminded me of Bad Girls Club where they end it right where you want to
yes.
see it. So I think they need to get us back into the moment,
mm-hmm.
which
totally.
I was very thankful for.
Yeah, me
because,
too, because I forgot. I was like, wait, where are they?
Anyway. So Kenya walks out the party, calls Walker a stalker, says she needs her security.
Yeah, I don't even have my security. But here's the thing. You can't stalk someone that you don't even give two craps about. He is not stalking her.
I don't know. Okay, no, I don't think he's stalking. I mean, that's like the wrong word to use. But I do think he went to... Now, the first party, that's an even game. But this party, I kind of feel like he did it despite knowing it was going to aggravate her.
Yeah, because it's like a housewarming party that's intimate, it's private.
And you bring some
friends.
Random girl that you ain't even into?
I forgot that he even brought that chick. But, yeah, well, clearly now we know Phaedra invited him, right?
I don't know. See, I don't think Phaedra didn't
she
say she invited
totally
him.
Did. She said that
she knew.
Called him or he called her and she knew he was coming. That means she told him about it and invited him. Candy didn't invite him.
Candy says she didn't invite him, but she never said Todd didn't invite him.
Yeah.
Don Juan and said he wasn't invited, but...
And she said in last episode, Candy said something like, this is Todd's house, he can invite who he wants, blah,
right.
blah, blah. But, I mean, like I said last week, I think I can see both ways. She's kind of annoyed that he keeps showing up, because, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
why do you keep showing up? But at the same time, he really is friends with the other guys. But I would be annoyed, too, if this guy that I was dating kept coming around. But when she talks to Cynthia, in the little bar. Mm-hmm. Cynthia has a really good point, but we'll talk about that.
Well, and then it goes down to Kenya, like you said, just getting over it. But I don't think Phaedra invited her. I really do think it was Candy. And if you were Phaedra and in her position, and that noise is that Courtney on the line?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, girl.
Are you driving?
Okay, sorry. I think you've had some connection issues. And yes, I'm driving, but I had to make a quick comment about the show, so y'all talk.
All right, so go ahead. Tell us what you wanted to say about the show before we lose you.
Have you guys got... I don't want to skip... Have
you, oh, no!
Hey, Courtney? Hello?
Maybe she can call us back in a few minutes.
All right, so whatever. But if you were Phaedra, would you have told Kenya? Like, you guys aren't even cool. Why would I be like, girl, Walt just said he's coming.
No, she didn't. She invited... I firmly believe she invited him, and she invited him to purposely get at Kenya. She's the only one who cared. And I love how the editing shows her on the couch making all these weird faces, like... like, you know?
Please,
like
please,
she didn't know he was coming.
If you're listening on iTunes after you subscribe to us, please go watch Stephanie on YouTube doing that face. Okay, so they go to that little party situation. Everyone's kind of like over it, dealing with it.
But she's like, move the cars, move the cars, move the cars. Like, calm down. And I'm going to roll over this Rolls Royce. Calm down.
And Don Juan talking about us, she's a mother effing hot mess, which she is.
Yes, she is.
Now, okay, so Cynthia says she needs to talk to her, so they go out with Miss Lawrence, and they have a little conversation, and I gotta give a hand clap for Cynthia, because finally, you stood your ground and read Kenya for what she needed
to do. She did, too. I almost didn't even know it happened before it happened, and then it was over. I was like, wait, what?
Basically, she was saying, girl, like, you can't... Well, Kenya brought up the party, which, Miss Lawrence was not invited.
Right?
But Derek J was invited.
Well, they're very, like, yeah, totally... It's like opposite teams.
So, basically, Kenya starts the whole thing up, and she keeps always going into the conversation about, oh, well, Walter, and he, you know, he can't be at the same events as me, and Cynthia's over it. And goes into her story. What did you think about Cynthia?
I thought Cynthia was totally right. She's like, it's not that hard. Mm-hmm. First of all, on Real Housewives, every party you go to, there's a girl you don't want to see, guys you don't want to see. In Atlanta, it happens. In every town, it happens. But Cynthia's so right. She's like, it's not that big of a deal. And he's just going to hang with the guys. Like, if you had an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend that came and just made it all about drama and this and this and that, he literally doesn't. I mean, you got to kind of hand it to him.
A subtle drama.
Not even really. He truly just wants to hang out with the guys because he's gay.
I don't think he's gay.
He really just wants to hang out with the guys. But Cynthia was so right. And Kenya says, well, I have a right to feel the way I feel. It's like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Well, it also goes to the point of, like, I think in Kenya's mind, she feels like, well, you're my friend, so if I... And also, I feel like Kenya has a lot of gay boyfriends and a lot of yes people who just sit there and listen to her same problem over and over again.
Yeah, because it really
is. And Cynthia's like, no, boo, I am a celebrity just like you. Like, we're not going to keep having this conversation. You are not the star of the damn show. You're going to walk into a room. There's going to be people you don't like. Happens to me all the time. We're in Atlanta, and you're going to deal with it. Real talk for a real person. And then Kenya was like, you know what? I didn't like what she was saying, but it's true. And then she goes, I told you I need a man. No, that's the worst, ladies. That's the worst thing to do. Just to anyone in general. Dating someone after you just broke up to get over that person is the worst thing you can do. Now, sex, sure, if that's what it's going to be. But Kenya ain't the one to. I feel like she's that girl. Like, yeah, let's just have a no strings attached relationship, and then she's really like making it into something.
Yeah, and Cynthia was like, for someone that didn't even seem like she was with him in the first place. And Don Juan, when he was walking to her car, he's like, how long have you guys like been together? Like, thinking, yeah, this is like a 10-year relationship, that's why there's such heated drama. She wouldn't answer the question, and she's like, no, I mean, I broke up with him a couple weeks ago. Totally, she wouldn't even answer the question.
Girl, no one needs you to lie. I don't know. I feel Kenyan because I feel like everyone's been in that place and where you don't want to see that person, but it's like...
Yeah, you... That's exactly right. She doesn't want to see him. So just say that. Be like, it hurts too much to see him. She's turning it into he's a stalker and she needs her security
he
and
a
he's
small
causing
penis,
drama.
He's gay.
Yeah.
And it's
I can
just...
totally understand not wanting to see someone.
Right. Okay. So... speaking about seeing people, we saw Nene a little bit more this episode, mm-hmm. and her and Greg's relationship is really good.
I love them. I love them, but I really, 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 maybe it's like morbid of me, but I want to go back and watch the breakup episodes and see and remind myself of how they were during the breakup when it was like,
yeah,
she was talking to that other guy and he was, remember the phone call, the recorded phone call? I want to go back and watch all that so I can truly appreciate them getting back together.
I mean, and I think it's a true testament to love in the sense of the things that they said tonight. You know, she said, we've been together for so long. He's my best friend. We always felt like we were soulmates. We're still attracted to each other. And even going back to what she said with, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, when she said your relationship is going to fizzle down. It's work. You're supposed to put it into it. I really feel like Nene was holding on to the relationship. Greg had drifted away, so Nene stood up for herself. And now the roles are kind of reversed, where I thought it was interesting, Greg always making the effort to say, I love you, you're
always
beautiful.
Yeah.
And then Nene was like, I do need to take, you know, note of that and say it more often.
Yeah, she seems a little cold. I mean, cold doesn't really seem like the right word for Nene, but yeah, I don't see her gushing all over him and telling him how great he is and how he loves him, but...
I think she really loves how corny he is.
She loves it. We're talking
about
it.
But she doesn't
want to
show it.
She loves it. She loves rolling her eyes at him. Like, he's cute. He's funny. But are we at the proposal yet? Are we there? Can we go up there?
Well,
this was just when they were in the kitchen.
But building
talking,
up to it, the kitchen.
And she joked with him, say, I thought she was being serious, where she's like, I'm going to live in LA and you're going to live here. And it totally made sense to me because, yeah, they weren't, we know now they're back together and getting married and married or whatever.
Yeah,
but
they do you think relationships
then
can really work
yes,
like that?
Yes, yes, I really do. I really, really do because you know you're coming back together. It's just a period in time. It's when someone leaves for the army, you know
but,
they're
I mean,
coming back.
After like, you guys have been divorced, now you're just getting back with each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, because they're like in the dating stages where you aren't together every day. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because they didn't do it anyway, but I think it would have worked just fine. I mean, actresses have to do it all the time.
Yeah.
And when they have a kid, the kid needs to stay here. And I think she didn't want to be with him every single day.
You said the kid.
Needs
you
to
agree
stay
that
in Atlanta.
Yeah, I do.
Totally
I'm happy
agree
that she did do that, actually. That was a good choice. And I'm happy that she is going to stay in Atlanta. Mm. Of course she is. She's going to do Real Housewives next season.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was cute. They did, like, a little water toast because she was also, for New Normal, stepping her acting up and playing. She was kind of like the Eddie Murphy, you remember, the Nutty Professor?
I haven't watched it yet, but it looked like that might be perfect for her. She might have found her little niche with doing all those people because when they showed the clip of her as the guy, I was like, oh. It's pretty funny.
She did a good
job.
She's
like, I'm not manly. And I'm like, kind of are.
But yeah, so they were cute. And then they go to eat at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this, like, I don't know what Greg's, like, trying to rekindle up. Obviously, he's trying to bring the proposal up. Midway does a changing of the flowers, which is was that like purposely?
It. Yeah, it was so cute. He's like, see, I did that. He was clearly trying to do something, but I think it's maybe because they were lower down. I don't know. I really couldn't figure it out why he wanted to change the flowers.
I was like getting really deep into it. Like the roses stand for romance and lust.
Yeah, but they were like
and then
yellow
the spring
roses.
Flowers are new beginnings. And, I don't know. I'm also kind of sick and on like tons of like drugs right now, like Robitaille, like over
oh,
the counter.
I was like,
no, I'm cracked out now.
No, it was cute, but I didn't understand the flowers. They were really pretty. She kind of annoyed me because she kind of seemed like she could care less. The phone thing's one thing. I mean, she didn't know he was going to propose. Like everyone has their phone out at dinner, but she was just kind of like.
And
that's kind of her deal, I guess, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, and I guess she's like. Oh, child, he always like this. Like, it ain't
you're
nothing
right
new. You know, but at the same time, I mean, I feel the same thing about with relationships. Like, sometimes you have to put the phone away.
Yeah.
You know, so I could understand. He specifically said, like, this was going to be something special. Like, can you please? And as soon as he says that, you're always distracted. Boo! And she on her phone. But also interesting that he brought up the Italian thing.
Who would ever do that when they're re-proposing to their wife?
Nini brought up that she did date that Italian.
That guy, right? The what was his name? John
something.
Mm-hmm. And she implied she implied that that's totally the reason they got back together is because he freaked out over that guy. But talking about the proposal, I remember because I did a story on it when they got engaged and I used her Twitter pictures and that's how I did the story. That is not how he proposed. She posted a picture of these rose petals and a heart and like a ring in the middle.
So I mean, but he could have brought it up and then did that thing later.
Yeah.
Because there was no ring involved tonight.
No, I know.
And like she said, if you're going to propose to me, I need a ring.
Yeah.
So he could have just been open to the opportunity, like, look, bitch, if I'm going to go spend money on this, like, okay, are we going to really do this? I don't want to go to the store, get a gift receipt. Nah, I don't need to be doing all that.
A gift receipt?
I don't know what they do with rings.
Not
obviously, I don't be up in Tiffany's like that. But so, whatever. They were cute. Love them. Yeah. Who else do we have?
Ooh. Portia. So boring. Just for a second.
Well, Portia. Interesting. Y'all be plugging people. But this therapist is the same therapist from the Braxtons, Family Values.
Oh, really? Are they in Atlanta?
Yep. I like her. I like her. She be making them spill all their tea. I don't know about Portia. I wonder if that's what Courtney was trying to call in for.
I think Courtney was calling in about the prenup stuff.
Oh, really? I think she was calling in about the workout tape.
Yeah.
But I really wish she was calling in for Portia because she talks about the miscarriage. She talks about how that affected her emotions. And interesting that they never talked about that you could never talk about your boy with your boyfriend.
What?
Like with Cordell?
Yeah. I was like, the miscarriage?
What are you doing?
Don't you need a tissue? Were those for me?
All right. All of a sudden, awkward moment. You're sniffling over here and you're giving me
is
tissues.
Is that me? Are you giving like, them to me?
We're passing notes and stuff.
I'm here. Helping both of you out.
Thank you.
I put it in his lap. Portia.
That was so awkward. All right, go ahead.
I might as well just
That's why I was like, I didn't know what I was saying. Right, I was so distracted. Sorry. Back on topic, guys. Welcome. Actually, that's a good break for right now. Hey, guys. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We'd love for you guys to help us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us. Rate us 5 stars. This is when you're supposed to be taking that tissue break.
And is it for me? I can't understand.
And please leave us a comment. If you leave us a comment with our Twitter handle, we will give you a shout out for the show. She muted you, so you're good. What a great day here in AfterBuzz. Everyone has the flu, and we love it.
I'm fine. It's just my allergies. I didn't realize I was doing it. You're the one over there hawking up along. Anyway, back to Portia.
Okay, don't try to read me. Yes. Oh, my God. What about Portia?
I think Portia is totally blowing her relationship problems up into something when they're totally fine.
No, I do not think they're fine.
What? Actually. I think they're so fine. And if anybody has a husband or boyfriend they could talk to, it's Portia because he's like so always wants to talk.
Okay, well, obviously, I think he wants to talk about things he wants to talk about.
Like controlling
obviously,
her?
Right. And you know what? I felt like for a while that their relationship was equal, but I don't know. She said some things that kind of like, I don't want to put expectations on Cordell so I'm not disappointed.
That's sad.
I don't know. Like, I just kind of got, like, I feel like she went into it because ideally what she does want is the family picture, but they're almost together because they look good together and it just works good. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they do have that friendship and bond. It looked like next week we're going to see him in there and he did not look like he was into it.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I think I see Portia pouring her heart out to him all the time, but I think that she's just kind of like that with everybody. So maybe she isn't telling him what she's really feeling. And we even see next episode she didn't get it out because the therapist is like, did you talk to him? She's like, nope.
Right, and he looked
over. And he looked, they were, yeah, something,
that
yeah.
That did not look
but
fun. But
I
who knows
think-
what happened in the car ride over there. All right, so then what do we have? We have Candy and Todd.
Well, no. First, her little sex toy launch. Women gonna change the country with sex toys.
We're gonna run the world like Beyonce with our dildos and Kegel balls, and you go, girl. And then she got the ABN award, which
AVN, but that is really
what is that?
It's the adult video.
Oh, I was gonna say something with vagina involved.
No, yeah. That really is. I was really surprised. That's a really big deal. That is the porn awards for her to get best.
Sex toy of 2012.
That's a big deal.
All right. Sure.
Anyway, I don't know why she wasn't at the show. She probably wouldn't want to show her face there. It's in Vegas. It's like this whole thing.
Oh, really?
But anyway, yeah, but it is a big deal in the adult film world. And so I didn't know what she was showing up to. And it really looked to me like they've got a bunch of Real Housewives fans and put them in Candy shirts. Because they're all like, look over here, look over here.
They're like, consultants, yes. It looked like Mary Kay for dildos.
Completely. Totally.
And I love that it was. Wasn't it BK?
BK.
Bedroom Candy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Except black.
I thought it was for Candy Burris. Now I get it. Bedroom Candy. Okay. Anyway, it looked like just a bunch of her fans, and all those women just want to be Candy.
I mean, I'm sure it's consultants. The only reason why I'm saying it is because it reminds me of Boris Kodjo talking about his new clothing line. And basically, through his website, you can go be a consultant. So I feel like she's been doing this for a while.
Sure.
I'm sure she built it.
She knows, she knows what to do.
But, I mean, girl, the whole award speech and crying.
I mean, she was crying.
I thought she was going to be like, I want to thank each and every vagina for picking up one of my toys. I wouldn't be here today. But then she's crying, talking about, we're going to run the world, guys. I didn't think that it was going to be successful. Like, girl, all right. Like, good thing you didn't go to the porn awards. Do you think they'd really be crying at the porn awards? Like, thank you guys so much for letting me get best actress. Best anal scene, like, really? I want to go to this, actually.
It's in Vegas. And
let's go. Research and development.
No. the Octo Mom got, like, all the awards this year. Isn't that funny for her?
Yeah. Not best sex toy.
No, not. But, I mean, Candy, I can see because it's emotional. All these women are, like, falling all over her, taking pictures, and it's a company she's created, and she can visually see all the women, and they've flown from all over the world, but crying over sex toys.
And, ladies and gentlemen, look, I went to the Gospel Awards, BET Gospel Awards. It is just really ignorant, people, when you go with the iPad and are recording something. Like, there are people sitting behind you, like, use your phone. It's just ignorant.
Yeah, I hate the iPad thing.
That was better. Bedroom Candy launch party. It was cute. And,
but now when she's in bed with her fiance or boyfriend talking about
Not fiance yet. They talked about that a long conversation.
Well, yeah, they started out with like the house, and I love him because she straight up said, what do you think about my mom living here? And he wasn't what a lot of guys, girls do in relationships. We're like, yeah, whatever you want because it's new. He was like, no. He like nipped in the butt.
You feel like he would have said that? Like, most guys are like that?
No, I didn't mean guys, but when you're in a new relationship, it's like, yeah, I'll do anything you ever want.
Oh, yeah, that's a big step, though. Like, you're like someone's mother. Like,
yeah.
He said exactly the right thing. Like,
exactly.
Our relationship is too new.
For
like,
anyone.
And, yeah, because then you can have the mom involved with the relationship, and no.
I was just really glad that he said that. So he did, and it's great, and what else did they talk about?
Well, so that she the talked kids. About hasn't she hadn't seen her mom in a while.
Yeah.
Which, here's the... It's funny because now I'm really analyzing all their relationships. And I feel like Candy is that type of girl when she gets in a relationship, no one sees her.
Yeah.
Like, she's so focused inside the house. Like, she doesn't call people as much. She doesn't talk. And she kind of explained that. And I mean, I get it to a point, but...
But meanwhile, why is her mom still living in the same house she's lived in for 37 years? Why hasn't Candy bought her a new house? Seriously.
That is
legitimate
weird.
Legitimate question.
And I wonder if it was offered. Cause, I mean, like, my grandmother lived in the same place.
And she probably wouldn't want to move,
years,
right?
And she didn't want to move until my parents were like, no. I mean, I grew up with my grandmother in my house, so...
If you were a bazillionaire, would you tell your mom, it's time to upgrade, I'm going to buy you a house, right?
Yeah, but my mom's different. Like, my mom, we've always moved. No, so I'm saying, like, everybody's different. But, like, my grandmother, she loved her house. I think it was more of an older generation thing. We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Chris, calling from the Bronx, New York.
Hey
Chris, BK. I was going to say BK. This BK. Is not BK.
Thank you.
See it too much, NyQuil. All right, so you watched Real Housewives. What are your thoughts?
Okay, well, this past episode was definitely kind of filler material. Mm-hmm. It was just a bunch of stuff that, not to be rude, I really didn't care about. It was like the past episode where they were like competing Kenya and Sager videos. Like, I saw this. This is like the bonus material that no one wants to see. We want to get to the good stuff. Like, come on. And, I mean, I kind of heard him, you're talking about Candy's mom, and I can understand that. Hispanic family, everyone's in this house. Some people just want to stay home. That's their prerogative.
Very true.
Whose workout video do you like better? Just from what we see on Real Housewives.
Well, firstly, I did find out that Kenya definitely outsold Sager by, like, a significant amount. She, like, made a name on Amazon or something. So, Miss Kenya, you clearly got it. People want it for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or she just had all the gay boys go buy three of them.
Whatever.
Yeah, I was the one fabulous down at Amazon.
Right. She was like Lady Gaga with the 99-cent video.
Yeah, definitely.
Please, not even... Mm-mm, she could use some product placement that could help a bitch out, but she's her own.
All right, so go ahead. What were you saying about the videos? Whose do you like better?
Oh, I mean, it just looks like Kenya knows what she's doing. I mean, what? Sage's like hopping on 1 foot. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay, I feel like a lot of that. I feel like a lot of that was editing, like to make Phaedra look like the fool in that, which was really interesting that Bravo did do that, but. I prefer, actually, Phaedra's outfit, absolutely not. That is not happening here. Thank you, and I don't know why you did that.
It was like the bad batch of Kool-Aid that you throw out. That's what it reminded me of.
I like that color Kool-Aid, actually. That is my favorite color Kool-Aid, but not on her body that don't look like Kool-Aid. That is like, I don't know why you tying ribbons around your waist and shit. Her scenery was everything. I'm sorry, Kenya, you in the little rinky-dink yoga studio. Like, no, boo-boo, we're in Beverly Hills. Like, yes. I love that part of
it. She had a cute little pool. It was cute. Let's go for a swim. I get it.
The white girl was not cute.
I don't know. Kenya was kind of, like, more old school. Like, she legit had, like, was trying to be a new Jane Fonda with her set. Meanwhile, this one was like, let's look at some mountains while I shake my ass. That's always cute.
I felt like Apollo was really embarrassed, and Jesse's like, no, he's just getting in the zone, getting ready for a scene, but I thought he was embarrassed.
No, go back and watch it. He was literally reading lines.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know what you were reading, because you sure didn't know him when you got up there scratching your one ball and ish. Like, he's scratching
he
one ball.
All kinds of nerves.
Then we go to Kenya.
Performing anxiety.
Right. Kenya's over there teaching people how to booty pop. Like, girl, what? I do not.
Oh my god, she totally had the camera guy go above like a porn star shoot. Like, who does that? That was just disturbing.
Right, and like Real Housewives, like this is like my mom be watching this. Like, I do not need my mom buying Kenya Moore's thing. Like, walking home and seeing that. No, Connie, don't do that.
That is a lot of cheek to be taking in by one television.
That is.
Some things are not okay.
All right, so before we let you go, where do you stand as far as Kenya, like the Kenya and Cynthia conversation, as far as Kenya and Walter?
I mean, they've already had their thing, so just because they've already, I mean, like, I feel like just because they've already been there, done that, they might be able to be like, get over it and move on. I mean, it kind of seems that way from now, just from my limited stalking, because I have no life, but we'll have to see how it plays out and how things unfold. I'm sure it's going to be a whole other shit show with the reunion when that starts up.
Oh, do you think they'll bring Walter? They have to bring him up at the reunion, right?
He said it. He said the other night that Walter wasn't going to be there on Watch What Happens Live, I want to say.
He was really mad because Bravo didn't ask him to come.
Oh, really? So he would have gone.
He wanted his airtime. He wanted his airtime, real quick.
Although I don't know why Bravo didn't do that, because that really would have been actually talk about it. That would be really good.
Have they shot it yet?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's done already.
Damn.
It's three parts, I want to say. All done.
Oh, that sucks that Bravo dropped the ball big time on that.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
I mean, it's going to kill over Real Beverly Housewives, because what's her name didn't show up for that.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
Sorry. All right, Chris. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you subscribe, rate, download on iTunes, and then call us next week.
Thank you.
For the season finale.
I did. Yeah, shout me out at Boy Who Cried Mofo on Twitter. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
There you guys
bye.
Go. All right. So,
I have to put myself in. Sorry about it.
No girl. I said no girl. All right. So Candy and Todd, they're talking about prenup. Agreed. Understandable.
We've had our whole prenup conversation on this show. I don't know. The way they start talking about, as long as we're fair, they're mapping out their split and their divorce. Like, literally. They're prepping for
a split.
But I mean,
isn't that what a prenup is, technically?
It is. I guess I've never really seen two people talk about it where they're like, as long as we're fair. Because it's one thing to say, do you want a prenup? Yes, no. Okay, never talk about it again. But they're like talking about it.
But like, okay, so I was on Beyonce and Jay-Z's prenup is crazy. Like, they thought out to the point of like when they have a kid, how much Beyonce gets extra, like, it's really detailed and mapped out. And so I'm sitting here like, I mean, Candy's in the entertainment world. She's building her, you know, company.
Company.
And then whatever Todd does with his houses or properties that he buys. Y'all in Atlanta be buying a lot of property. Like, what was it? Apollo was telling us that that's what he was doing. I'm just kidding. but I don't know. I mean, I understand she's worth more, but I feel like his comment for it was kind of like, well, you know, maybe I get a little extra or something so I can invest. Did you take it like that?
If you have to ask my opinion on how he seemed to act like, I love this guy and I think they're really cute together, but looking back at their conversation, it's almost like he was already preparing for the split because he wants Lenny. Is that so wrong for me to think that?
I don't see that. I don't know. I don't think that.
Yeah, but he's just like, as long as you're fair with me, if I want to go buy property somewhere, there you go. Again, the property thing.
Mm. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. They're
then
cute
they talk
together.
About surrogates.
That was the weirdest part to me, because I've never really seen two people, again, talk about getting a surrogate really for the vain reason of so you don't get fat.
Right.
And that's completely what they were doing.
And I'm
he
like,
wanted her to keep it tight, which he's not talking about getting fat, and then she was talking about getting fat.
Right, because no size Kegel ball going to help you after having 3-4 kids, girl. Sorry.
I couldn't believe that. I want to hear what Courtney has to say, because I really couldn't believe that they kind of just were both like, yeah, let's get a surrogate. When she announced it, he was like, yeah, high five.
Well, okay, she brought up the conversation, which is really weird. And then he was like, it was like he almost had already been thinking about, like, how are we going to have these other kids?
He almost like pounced on it. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I can't with that whole situation.
Is she older, though? The only thing is if she's older, because her daughter's already kind of old.
I feel like she could pop another kid out.
Who would not want to have their own baby?
I mean, Faye just having another kid.
I can't.
That one ball's popping real hard.
Who has one? Apollo, yeah. Right? Oh. All right,
so then we get back to the workout tapes, and
when they showed the cue cards and it said Funky Chicken on it, I about died.
What, with Phasia? I was just like, it's the like editing that they did, where it was in the Honky Donkey or something like that.
Did any of that stuff make it into the video? The dancing stuff. The ridiculous dancing.
I mean, I'm sure it was edited way better than what this was. I have yet to see the full thing. From what I saw, the clip that I saw, it looked very well put together. Very, like, yoga themed. Like, I don't know. It looked good. It didn't look like how they were trying to make it seem. Which, they said, is also interesting because Phaedra is the original Real Housewife. So, I don't know. I felt like they were being nicer to Kenya.
I definitely felt like they were being nicer to Kenya, but I know editing usually does lie, but sometimes it doesn't. And if that's what they had to work with, that's what they had to work with. And we don't know how many takes they took, but they did show Phaedra taking more takes. Kenya seemed to just go right through it. But Kenya really was just explaining her workout. Mm-hmm. Phaedra, I don't really know if
and
she works
I mean,
out
I gotta
what.
Give Kenya, even her stomach didn't like gross me out this week. Usually
no,
it does.
It looks better.
But yeah, she looked really good in her outfit. Her little, she knew exactly what to say. I mean, even she was, you know, bringing up, I mean, what was Phaedra was talking about? You gotta move your booty. You gotta bend it down to your back. Like, Kenya's sitting there like, you have to stretch, elongate the glutes. Like,
yeah. Here's the thing with Phaedra's video. I think that Phaedra thinks she has an amazing body. She's one of the girls that's like, I am beautiful. I am so the most beautiful body ever, which is great. And I think her husband loves it so much that she thinks the rest of the world wants a body just like hers. Because literally, does any girl really want her body?
I don't think she has a bad body.
It's not bad, but it's not what you strive for in a workout video or any kind of video. It's not what you are like, damn, I wish my body looked like that.
Yeah, but I don't think she's... I mean, from what I take from it, I feel like she's looking at it like, I'm a housewife. I have a child. I don't want to be in the gym every day. I don't care to be, like, super fit.
She's not saying that, though. She's like, look at me. I'm fabulous. Saying
for not working out, for doing whatever twirly dances she does, I mean, she has a nice body. She keeps it.
Yeah, she looks, like, good in a dress and all that. But if I would never, and I don't really know a lot of girls that would be like, yeah, that is the body I want.
Right, and girl, you cannot be sweating doing those exercises. Like, Kenya didn't even break a sweat, but she had enough power to people. Kenya's sitting here calling Phaedra fat, saying she needs to drop 20 pounds. She said, I'm a cheerleader. She's a linebacker. I'm just a rabbit. She's a SpongeBob. And it's like,
I don't think Phaedra's fat either.
No, I don't. Even meeting her, she's really tiny.
Yeah,
like,
she's just little. Yeah.
And she got a huge butt.
Oh, was she implying that, she probably was, that Kenya paid for her butt?
The Home Depot. I don't know. I personally think she did. I personally,
really?
Yes, feel like she did.
And you don't think Phaedra did?
No.
Because she's all curvy anyway.
Yeah, I want to see the music video that Phaedra's in. She's in some rap hip-hop video getting down low, like, girl, bye. All right. And that note, let's head into predictions.
Bye.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And as if this bitch can't get any more crazier, she's talking about, I don't know if she wants to create a stun gun or she just wants to take stun gun classes. Phaedra
She's exhausting me with her different career move every day, and Apollo too.
Right.
I don't know if he's in on this one, but she's always like, my husband, the real estate agent, the workout queen, the barber.
Right.
But no, Phaedra's like kind of exhausting me. Like, can't you just hang out at your house and let us see how you live without
You know what? I ain't gonna blast her for wanting to live out her dreams.
Stun guns and funeral homes and workout videos. Yeah.
I mean, hey, I've always wanted to shoot a stun gun. So you never know. Portia and Cordell go to the therapist. He looks over it. I think that's going to be a situation.
I never, ever, ever like when reality shows go into therapist's office and film the therapy
session. Except the Braxtons.
I don't know. I guess because I haven't seen that. I don't know. But I never like that.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not.
It's just like they're confessional almost.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Well, no, I feel like Portia wouldn't have said that about the miscarriage to any of the girls or sitting there to in her confessional.
Yeah.
Like that really did have to be taken like out of her. And then we get the Kenya extravagant celebrity costume
party.
I can't
wait for this. I'm all the really girls excited. Look, you thought Candy was Cynthia and they all look crazy. Nene did not look cute.
Pause. Hold up. Can we please rewind to Kenya's video? I just have to clock this girl, that white girl in the back. Who put all that damn
orange
suntan whatever on her? She looked like a Oompa Loompa. Like, Kenya, you cannot be using your makeup people for them white girls.
Everybody looked pretty good, except for that one girl. Like, literally, what were they thinking?
Mm-mm. And the black girl in the back of the fro, she looked a little orange.
But she was, like, the bigger... Oh, I didn't notice her makeup. But she was, like, the bigger girl. I like how Kenya had a different size girl and everyone. But that one girl,
that Jersey
what
Shore
were they
girl?
Thinking?
Like, Snooki's here!
I don't know what they were thinking.
But, so the party's next week. Kenya has someone escorted out.
I know. Is
it looked like
Portia?
It looked like Cynthia's because Cynthia had the trench coat on. But
it definitely looked
like
Cynthia walking out, but I think that was just edited. I don't think she'd ever get rid of Cynthia at her party. Kenya knows if she's going to be on next season, she needs to keep Cynthia on her side,
If she's going to be on next
season. I hope she's on next season. I would be very boring without her.
I don't know.
It would be boring. You know it would be.
It would be. But please, guys, hit us up on iTunes. Subscribe. Rate us 5 stars. Download us. We love you. It's been a pleasure. I'm kind of upset next week's the season finale.
I know. We have 3 reunions, though.
Yeah. So we'll be here for a little bit.
I'm upset it's the season finale, but I really can't wait to see the party. And Greg gets in a fight with his boy.
Was it Greg? Or Cordell versus Peter?
Peter. Why do I always call him Greg? Peter gets in a fight with the guy that he's, like, obsessed with.
Mm-mm. They clocking. Everybody's team next week. All right. So until then, next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.